Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but it's important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When thinking about issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not important at all, and 10 means it's really important issue for you. What are your feelings towards jobs and wages between 0 to a 10? How important it is for you?
10.
10. Immigration?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Democracy?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Inflation and cost of living?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Climate change?
10.
The student loan debt?
Definitely 10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
And the last, voting rights?
10.
Okay. Assuming now there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes out that prevents people from voting. And as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to a 10? 0 means you're not likely to vote, and 10 means you're very likely to vote.
10.
10. Okay. What is your race? Are you white?
African-American.
Black or African-American. Okay. Are you registered to vote or you are not registered to vote?
Yes, I'm registered.
Registered. Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. What is the year of your birth?
1971.
1971. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor in Criminal Justice.
Oh, that sounds nice. Congratulations. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? You can
much
use
power. Mm-hmm.
From a scale from 0 to 10. 0 is no power at all, and 10 means it has a lot of power.
10.
10. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make attention issues that matter to your community? You can also use a scale from 0 to 10.
That's a tough one right there, but if we vote, if we stick together, it'll be a 10.
It'll be a 10. Okay. I would like you to please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 will mean that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion, or if you have not heard of this person or organization, please say so, okay? You can let me know.
Okay.
What are your feelings toward J.D. Vance?
You say J.D. who?
J.D. Vance. V-A-N-T-E.
Who is that? I don't even know.
You haven't heard of him? Okay. What about John Ossoff?
I don't know who that is either.
No? Okay. Raphael Warnock?
Oh, yeah, I know him. 10.
10. Team Wolves?
I don't know who that is. That's sad.
Okay.
Brad. All these
no worries. What about Brad Raffensperger? Raffensperger, I'm sorry.
I don't know him. I know the name, but I can't remember him.
Okay. Andrea Dickens?
I don't know.
Okay. And by last, Brian Kemp.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Thank you for being so honest. Actually, that's what I'm looking for. I appreciate it. Oh. I know it's a long way off, but if the November of 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris? Donald Trump?
Ms. Harris.
Ms. Harris? Okay.
Yes.
And what about for U.S. Congress for 2024? If those elections were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote? We have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or maybe someone else.
I voted for Biden.
Biden. Okay. Thinking about the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, it stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'm sorry, repeat that question again.
Sure. Thinking about the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, it stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Worse. Sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens, and on and on. Others say that to whom, sorry for interrupting, others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
The more people vote, I think it'll make a difference.
Okay. Small difference, a big difference, or a moderate difference?
A big difference.
Big difference. Okay. Below is a list of people and events that would have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. Zero means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Again, 10 means that person or organization prevented progress. 5 means you are not so sure. And 0 means that person or event did not prevent progress.
Okay.
Here are the options.
What you said 5 was again?
5 is not sure. 5 is right in the middle.
Okay, but it's 0 to 10?
Mm-hmm. From 0 to 10, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about black voters? Did they prevent progress or they did not prevent progress from 0 to 10? 0 is they did not and 10 is they did prevent progress.
We didn't prevent progress.
Okay. So from 0 to a 10, how would you rate it?
You said 10 means we didn't, right?
10 means you did prevent. 0 is you didn't.
0.
Okay. Vice President Harris?
0.
COVID-19 recovery?
COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did it prevent progress?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
No, it didn't prevent it. It made it. That's the reason we're going through what we're going through now, because of COVID.
Okay. So in your case, it did not prevent progress?
It did.
It did.
It prevented progress.
Okay. So that will be, for that will be then from 6 to 10. Between those numbers, how much do you believe COVID-19 recovery prevent and progress?
Prevent it? 6.
6. Okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
6.
6. You're a local major?
What's that? You say local major?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
6.
6. And by last, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
6.
6. Okay. Below is a list of policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's life. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or your people in your network to vote. You can use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it will strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means you're not sure. And 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. The first one says, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, an American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, and half required for direct students' financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. How much does this motivate you to vote? Between 0 to 10.
10.
10. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. How much does it motivate you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. How much does it motivate you from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Because we protested together, the administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Hamoud Harbury and Breonna Taylor. How much does it motivate you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
10. And the last statement, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue to the path to future progress. How much does it motivate you from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay. We're almost done. This is for the last part of the survey, and I do want to thank you so far for all your responses and especially for your time. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again, and I'm asking this with the purpose of giving you a chance to change your mind. Sometimes people change their minds, and in your case, if you didn't, that's perfectly okay. I want you to please answer based on your feelings right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it has no power at all, and 10 means it has a lot of power.
Okay.
Okay. Just wondering, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
A lot of power.
A lot of power. Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10.
A lot of, oh, 10.
Mm-hmm. A lot of power? Okay, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming now there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But citizens now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 10. Means you're not likely, and 10 is you're very likely? A 10. Okay.
Yes, definitely voting.
And again, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, it stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Worse. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Straight, heterosexual, you know.
Okay, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
No.
No. Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. A strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. How would you describe your employment status?
My what now? Employment?
Yes, your employment status.
I'm full-time. Retired.
Retired. Okay. And last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me an estimate if that's better for you.
About 50,000.
60,000. Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for your participation. You've been very kind to me. It's Saturday, so I just really hope you're today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Thank
nice you. Talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay.